Chapter 1. Winter Blues. It was January. A snowstorm had blown in from the north, brought to a standstill as the snow piled up. New York City actually began to look like the Arctic. The only thing missing were polar bears. Working inside his underground laboratory, Professor Porridge was busy with his assistant Malcolm the monkey. Porridge was working on his very latest invention. Malcolm also had his work cut out. He had to keep taking cup after cup of hot coffee to the professor. Not only did this mean that the kettle had to be constantly boiled, but the heating had to be kept on as it was so cold outside. This meant that poor Malcolm was worked off his feet. He had to pedal like crazy on his dynamo bicycle so as to generate enough electricity. Malcolm wondered what his friend Black Cat Charlie was up to. No doubt he'd be up to some sort of mischief. Black Cat Charlie didn't much like the cold weather. Although he had a very thick coat of fur, the cold still made him shiver. Unlike his hard-working friend Malcolm, Charlie was all cozied up. He was lazing in front of a log fire, reading about airplanes and listening to some relaxing classical music. Even so, stuck inside his house, Charlie had a bad case of cabin fever. Bored, he got up and wandered over to the window. Finally, the snow had stopped falling. Charlie decided it was time to take a walk around the block. Stepping outside, he started to walk along the sidewalk. It was then that he noticed some small footprints in the freshly fallen snow. These footprints were not those of a bird, or even a cat or a dog. Charlie knew very well what type of animal made such small footprints. A mouse. Interested to know where the footprints led, Charlie began to follow the trail. The tiny footprints went everywhere. They went around trees, around mailboxes, and even across busy roads. Then they disappeared completely. Charlie was bamboozled. How, he wondered, could a trail of footprints just disappear? He wondered, where could the mouse have gone to? It was as if it had disappeared into thin air. Ever the thinking cat, Charlie noticed that whenever the footprints disappeared, there was a strange oblong shape left in the snow. He realized that the mouse was somehow getting around without walking, but he couldn't believe that a mouse would have wings. If that was so, then he was on the trail of a bat. It was a complete mystery.